me in the studio, I'm pleased to have as my guest Melissa Bell, a Canadian pop soul artist who just released her new Canadian album, In the Light. Welcome, Melissa.
Thanks so much, Christine.
I'm so excited. So, I understand that you are originally from Toronto, but now you are in Devon, England, right?
Yeah, that's right. I have been here in England for just over a year now.
Wow, and what are the differences? Was it a difficult move for you?
I moved from like downtown Toronto to basically a rural village almost. So it was a bit of an adjustment as far as going from the big city to a place where everything is pretty much closed by 5 p.m.
Wow.
I've really grown to enjoy kind of the slower pace of living where I am here. As much as I thrive on like the busyness of the city, I needed to relax a little bit, I think. So I think it has been a good change, and I'm very happy here. So it wasn't too tough. I miss my family and friends, of course, but I'm very happy here too.
Right, and you know, like, you do you get inspiration where you are, like, you know, to write your music from, you know, because I would think you have the best of both worlds, you know, from the city to the country, rural country.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because sometimes I think I've gone too far on the side of being relaxed over here. Mm. Like, oh, I'll sleep up tomorrow. I'll sleep until 10. So in a way, it's like I need to, you know, the city kind of drives you to just to be busy. So I'm just finding a balance. And I actually haven't written anything for myself since I've been here because I've been, you know, in the mode of promoting In the Light. I did write a song for another artist since I've been here. But probably after the summertime, after I've kind of finished the promotion of this album, it'll be time to do some more writing.
Right. And tell us more about your new album, In the Light.
So, it came out online on November 4th. It is a 7-song EP. I think that's right. Jeez, I didn't even go to, like, do the track listing. I can't even remember the order of the tracks.
It's okay.
So, I wrote a lot of it in L.A. With the producer, who is also Canadian, but he's in L.A. now, named Justin Gray. He's worked with Joss Stone, John Legend, Mariah Carey, so I just couldn't believe that he was even working with me to start. It was awesome. And he really knows, like, the pop soul sound that I was after for this album, which was just key, really. Working with him brought about the sound that you hear on In the Light, which is, like, a mix of kind of, you know, fresh, contemporary, upbeat pop sounds and melodies with lots of more classic old soul and blues influences, which is kind of exactly what I wanted, so I'm very happy with it.
That's wonderful. And Melissa, what's the feedback been like?
So over here, because I'm, you know, basically coming over here and starting fresh and again in my career almost, not knowing anybody or, you know, where to play or anything, it's actually gone really well in a pretty short amount of time. I've gotten a lot of good support from the BBC here in Devon, which is the local regional station here, which has been great. They've been playing the tracks. They love the tracks. Also, it's called Best of British Unsigned, which is a pretty big podcast over here. They, you know, nominated me for one of their Female Artists of the Year. The live show response has been really good. So it's been encouraging. But I'm really excited to be coming back to Canada in April to play the album for the first time over there, because it will be great to play, you know, for the hometown crowd.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, I have to ask you, why did you move to England, United Kingdom?
So it's a good story. It started in Las Vegas, which is how most good stories should start. And it was back in October 2015 now. I was there on a bachelorette party from one of my best friends, and basically, long story short, end of the bachelorette party, 3:30 in the morning, I walk into a Margaritaville for, you know, one more drink, and I saw this guy, who is now my boyfriend, who I live with here in England, and basically, we spent 8 hours together. He left the next morning back to England, and then less than 4 months later, I moved here.
That's wonderful. What a romance. That's just wonderful. And, you know, Melissa, who are your fans?
That's an excellent question. when I was doing some, you know, my previous albums were a bit more blues, jazz oriented. So I was getting, you know, a crowd that was kind of 40s, 50s, mix of males and females. And a lot, actually, I've built a pretty good following over in Montreal and Quebec, mostly doing that style of music up to now. I think that now that I'm doing a bit more, you know, a bit more pop music, stuff that you would be more likely to hear on the radio, people more my age and a bit younger are starting to really react at my live shows, and especially like girls my age, which is really exciting, because hopefully that means, you know, the songs are connecting with them, because that's the whole point. That's exactly what I want. So it's really interesting to see that shift, but I hope that I can still hang on to, you know, my previous fans as well.
That's wonderful. And, you know, you were born to sing. You know, and you have a passion for it. How supportive was, you know, your family?
I'm super lucky that they have been so supportive from, you know, the day that I started singing as a kid. They put me in music lessons and singing lessons and always encouraged me, you know, to the day that I decided not to go to university and pursue a music career. Instead, they basically told me, you know, because I was up in the air, like, oh, what should I do? All my friends are going to university. I work so hard, so I could go. But really, I just wanted to do music, and they just said, Melissa, that's what you should do. So without that kind of stamp of approval, I don't know if I would have had the confidence to go for it. And I did an album launch party for In the Light here in Exeter, in England, back in November, and my parents and a couple of my friends actually flew over for it, so it was pretty amazing.
That's wonderful. And Melissa, I understand you run. Tell us about your running.
Yes, it is. It's a constant battle for me to just, you know, stay consistently running. Because when I do, I really enjoy it, and I really like, you know, seeing kind of the progress that you can make in not too long of a time. At first, you think, like, oh my God, a mile, no way. And then you do it, and you're like, okay, next time, I'm going to go for two. And then it's really cool getting to these milestones that you maybe didn't think that you'd ever get to. Like, I remember in high school, it was a struggle for me to do the 12-minute run in gym class.
Yes.
Which now I can't believe. So I would consider myself probably a casual runner, but around here, there's some amazing scenery here in Devon, so it's a beautiful place for running.
Wow, and then you can, you know, get into your own thoughts. And but what inspired you to run? Like, what was it that just wanted you to lace up your shoes?
I think, you know, originally it would have been, well, it's fitness, basically, and, you know, wanting to trim up. So that would, and it's probably just, I don't know why I choose that form of cardio over other ones. You know, it's just what I prefer, and even though sometimes, like, I feel like, oh, I'm doing my hips in.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just keep going for it. And like you said, it's a bit of, it's a bit therapeutic. And it really is such a good way to blow off steam.
Yes.
You know, that it's really useful for that.
Yes, you know, being physically and fit, it also helps you mentally, right, to perform on stage and to, and you know, and just be able to think clearer, right? It's a good thing, you know, exercise.
Yeah, you know, well, the endorphins obviously are wonderful, and then just the idea of like, oh, I didn't think I could do this, but I could. It's good when you can carry that, you know, into other things that you do.
And Melissa, what is next for you?
So right now my focus is the show I have coming up in Toronto, April 26th at the Cameron House. So I just announced that the other day. It's going to be a quick little trip into Canada to do some interviews and media and the show. So that is what's up next. And then for the rest of the summer, I've got some shows happening here in England, a couple festivals. And then after that, like I said, it might be kind of time to start thinking about the next project, which is scary.
Wow, that's amazing. And I mean, will you come to Vancouver? I mean, I know Toronto's coming up, but do you have any plans for coming out to the West? And
I'd love to. I've never even been to Vancouver. You know, when you're out of Canada, most people, the places they know in Canada are Vancouver or Toronto. And I just hear the best things about it. And I'd love to play. So if you have any, like, venue suggestions.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? We'd be happy to have you, you know? Yes. But I wanted to know, too, so for more information, how can people get a hold of you, like listen to your music? You're on social media, right, Melissa?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on Spotify, so just Melissa Bell. Go follow me on Spotify. That would be awesome. iTunes as well, and facebook.com/MelissaBellMusic, Twitter and Ants, or... Amsterdam. I was just in Amsterdam, actually, last week, and I guess it's, you know, still haven't gotten it out of my system. Instagram is what I was going for.
Yes. And keep running. And
thank you.
And keep performing, and all the best to you. Congratulations, and thanks so much, Melissa, for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Melissa, thank you.